What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Swanson chat room, where me, Sean, and Louise review.
Me, Sean. So you're called Sean.
Me, and Sean.
Louise, only two. Me, Sean. Two, two, two. No, right.
That sounds like that.
me, Sean.
We review.
Is it me, Sean? Me, Sean's the name of the woman in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
Me, Sean.
That's what
you think. Right,
we've got. Me, Sean, the character from The Walking Dead, and Louise.
Yay. Reviewing some films for you today. So, this film for this week is my choice of film, which is a classic, which if you haven't seen, you can turn around, look at the door there, and go walk out and go watch it, and then come back.
Come back, because we want you to listen.
Yeah. There's Indiana Jones and...
I think you said it wrong, it's Imbiamba Jones.
Imbiamba Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. This was made in 2017.
Yeah.
Directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Nope.
Again. It's actually directed by Steven Spielberg. Came out in 1982. That's just off the top of my head.
1981.
Oh, just off.
Yeah. Not bad.
Produced by George Lucas as well.
Apparently they came up with the idea for Indiana Jones. George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, when they were on like a vacation, they came up with the idea for it like in a single day.
George.
Well, they are both got good brains for filming.
Good brain, famously they got are. Good brain.
Good brain. Yeah. Right.
Good brain.
So it's got a dive.
It's set in 1936. Goodness gracious.
1936. I was alive then, of course. Back in those days,
of course.
Different
I
time.
Remember that because you're 41 years old this year.
That adds up. but before we get into it, I did a wee poll on Instagram.
Poll it.
Top tier, it was just a question actually. Top tier Christmas films, ? So we have got The Holiday, It's a Wonderful Life, Polar Express, that is.
Polar Express is a banger, to be fair.
Yeah. Home Alone.
Home Alone classic.
Home Alone.
Sean, I have a question. Halloween, is that a Christmas film?
No, I was just joking.
So I'm missing that. I was like, wait, is it?
Because I remember, I forgot that you even did that because it was a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
But, I was like, did I even put a joke one in or did I just not put anything in? I don't remember.
Yeah, Halloween.
This nice. Is Halloween.
But yeah, I agree with Polar Express. That's such a good film.
That is a banger.
Nah, Home Alone's better.
Home Alone is I think the first two Home Alone films are.
First one Home Alone is like so good.
I like the Lost in Paris one as well. It's good.
Lost in New York, Craig. You dungus.
Lost in Paris.
It's not Lost maybe in Paris.
It's Rugrats. It's Rugrats is Lost in Paris. I'm pretty sure it is. Actually,
no.
I'm not even joking. The Rugrats song was in Paris.
Nice.
Home Alone is in New York.
Actually,
it's called Lost in New York. Yeah.
Oh my god. It is, yeah.
Come on.
Sorry, guys.
How are they going to get on a plane and go, like, no one's going to just, he's going to accidentally get on the wrong plane and go to a different country?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, I suppose. He does go to a different city.
Very possible.
Right,
it's
guys.
Like that wouldn't really happen, like, in nowadays, because obviously there's much more security in the airport.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're some random boy stumble onto the plane.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Life would be a lot more exciting to break into planes, flying wherever you want.
Yeah. The Great Plane Heist. Mm-hmm. Right, Indiana Jones.
So, it starts off with the most classic intro ever. It cuts to like a forest, like a jungle.
But it's panning through this jungle where people are going through it.
Exactly.
I really like it because we see like this, like, there's like a group of people being led by this guy with like a big leather jacket on and a big massive hat. We don't see his face for ages.
Yes, it's like silhouette, yeah.
He's moving through.
He's
the leaning forest.
Through. He's reading out the tracks. And he's like, he finds a dart or a tree. So he knows that they're getting tracked.
Yeah, because they're getting the indigenous people of the area are also like protective of this.
Whatever they're looking for.
Area they're going to, yeah.
And then he goes up to this water to have like a wee look around, and then one of the guys behind him tries to pull out a gun, but then he turns around as you see him for the first time. Turns around, and takes out his whip, and whips the gun out of his hand. And he runs away.
And then there's only two of them left now. It's just one guy and this guy who we've seen now is, well, we don't know his name's Indiana Jones, but I can tell you for a fact his name's Indiana Jones. And he's with his friend as well, a little dude.
Little D-doid.
That's what he's called in the thing, little D-doid.
So,
his actual name is Sapito.
Okay, Sapito. So, Indian Sapito keep on looking, and then they find they end up finding this temple or tomb.
They're going through it and they're talking about like this is this like, the guy before us, Forestral, he came through here. I wonder how far he got. And they're going through.
They see a trap and he's died like straight away as soon as he's gone.
He's like, stay at the sunlight. And then he puts his hand in the sunlight and then these big spikes fly out the walls and then he's like, a corpse is on it. He's like, there he is. And then they're kind of going through all these different traps. They use the whip to go across this little like, crevasse thing, this little like pass. They have to whip over it. The guy, Indiana Jones is like obviously like, really skilled at this kind of stuff. The other guy's kind of like, whoa!
Yeah.
Anyway, they do manage to get across.
Yeah, they fumble for all these traps.
But he stays back at the last bit.
Yeah. And he goes across it. And just before he went in the tomb, he collected the sand.
In a bag, yeah.
In a bag. Mm-hmm. So then they find what there's an artifact looking for. It's like a golden head.
Yep.
I did.
And then they swap the head with... He tries to swap the head with the sand. And at first he thinks it's worked because like, it's only cast sensor plate so that... If the weight goes off, it will set out a trap. So at first he thinks he's like done it, but then the sand, it's not the right weight, so it sets off the plate.
So it starts to like fall down to like lower, and then after that, all this he just starts running because it all starts collapsing around him.
Yeah.
And the guy that he's with, what's he called again?
Sapir, what did I say his name was?
Didoid.
Something like that. He's like, give me it, and I'll get you on the other side.
Yeah, because
like, throw me the whip. He's like, throw me the whip. There's like, throw me the idol, I will throw you the whip.
There's like a hole, spikes underneath it.
Yeah. Indy, throw me the idol, I will throw you the whip.
And the thing's about to shut, and then he just slips under and he goes, bye. And then he's like, oh my god.
Yeah, like, there's so no then, time. He's like, here, here's the whip. Drops it on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes. So then Indy like instead jumps. He has to run and jump over. Gets up.
Mm-hmm. Barely makes it.
Slides underneath a door. Grabs his whip with him. And then he runs all the way out.
Other side.
Dead dude.
Yeah. He's stabbed.
Yeah.
But a trap.
You got hit by the same trap as before, yeah. Then he just picks up the idol and keeps running.
Yeah.
And then this is like the famous like the boulder scene where like, he goes through this little bit and then a boulder starts chasing him.
Yeah, I thought this one was way longer when I was younger.
No, it's not that big.
Yeah, I was getting really nervous.
Yeah, so they get chased by a boulder, but then he just gets out. But as soon as he gets out, he's surrounded by the natives.
And he's also surrounded by there's another guy there, another explorer.
French dude.
Belloc. Belloc. René Belloc. He's a rival, his rival.
Rival and explorer.
He's like, good luck, Mr. Jones. And he's like, how did you convince these natives to do it? He's like, well, when you speak the native language, then you can tell them all about how evil I am. But he doesn't know how to speak the language, so he can't.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he takes the idol, and then Indy like pure bolts. And then he said because he puts his like his finger to his throat, he's like, ah, and he's gonna kill them. He's like,
yeah,
for killing them. Communicates with them
to kill them.
They all start chasing after him.
He's running. He's like, but then this guy flying the plane from him's in the water fishing. It's like, Jack, start the plane, Jack.
Yeah, but he thinks about if he's gonna like keep fishing or not. Yeah. He's gonna keep the rod.
He just throws the rod away and jumps in the plane, and then he just makes it.
Yeah, Jock's never in it again, is he?
Nah.
He's in this scene, and he like yeah they make it out. He's like and they establish that at Indy's feet there's a snake, and he's like I hate snakes, Jock.
Yep, and he's reminded me of I hate manure.
Yeah, I hate manure.
I hate.
So he gets back to America, and we find out that he's a teacher, like a professor.
Yeah,
Professor Jones. So then he gets approached by. It's quite a famous scene where like he's got a room full of all the students are girls, and then one of them blinks.
He said, "Love you."
Yeah.
He says, "Love you" on his eyes. Like, well.
They're all like dazed when I watch them. Like they're all in love with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a like, smoke show.
Yeah. And then it's weird because like, there is a guy in the class, and when he leaves, everyone leaves. The last guy to leave just runs and puts an apple on his desk and runs out. Doesn't say anything to him.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And then the other guy comes in, his friend comes in and picks up an apple and starts eating it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just trying to be like a goody two shoes to get better grades.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. That's probably what it is. You give your teacher an apple. That's like a. I've heard it before, but I didn't actually know it was literal.
Give a teacher an apple and you pass all your tests.
an apple a day keeps the teacher happy.
Yes, that's it.
That's what they always say. Yeah. The Nazi, they say, like, they get approached by two, like, American agents, and they're like, by the way, the Nazis are doing something bad.
Yeah. We have intel.
This is in 36. Yeah. So the Nazis are, like, in power at this point.
Bigger, yeah. They're
in power, but it's before the war.
Exactly. They're a very big threat at this point, though.
Yeah. They're like, these guys are going after something called the Ark of the Covenant.
And then the head professor of it start like heavy nerding out, but they know it all.
He's like, oh my god!
Yeah, like, they're so excited, and then they know it all. And so the CIA guy's like, seems like you guys are ripe for the job.
Yeah. Seems like we came to the right guys.
And then he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Indy, it cuts to night, and Indy like goes to see the other professor dude. And he's like, so I'm allowed to go? And he's like, yeah, you've been cleared to go through. You got it paid for it and everything. We paid for everything, all the flights. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So then he packs his bag and he goes on his first flight. He's like, where are you going to go first, Indy? He's like, first of all, I need to go get this key that will help me locate the artifact. He's like, where is it? He's like, my old professor's
daughter
has it.
Yeah, he goes to Nepal. As he flies over, and we see Marion for the first time. Marion's a cool character. She's like a strong female character.
Yeah.
And she like she's having a drinking contest with like the natives, the locals.
And she's winning.
And she's winning. But we think she's losing. She's baiting them.
Yeah.
She's like a shark. She's like pretending to lose so that she can come at the last second and absolutely smash them.
And she gets everyone will bet against her.
Yeah. She's pretending to be like really, because they're doing like a shot contest, and like we see like how many shots they've had. They probably had like 20 shots each.
Yeah. None of them would probably be standing.
No. But then she's like, it's just to show that she's a badass and she's smart, whatever.
Yeah.
But then she like has this little, she has pretends to like be drunk and she's like, oh, so everyone bets against her, and then she just downs the shot, no bother, and then walks away and kicks everyone out. And gets all the money.
And it's her bar.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's her bar. She owns the pub, the kind of tavern, whatever. He comes in. Indiana Jones says like, "Oh no, my dad's dead." By the way, like I now own all this stuff, so I have this thing you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of imply that they've had a relationship in the past. But they also say that imply that she was a child when they're in a relationship.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I was so confused.
I was a kid. Mm-hmm. They kind of imply that like she was underage, which is like not the best look, but because Indiana Jones is probably quite a bit older, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
This is like he says like I'll come back tomorrow and I'll give you the piece you want, and then then Indiana Jones leaves, and then these kind of other guys come in, these shady guys. I'm like.
Yeah.
He has a big black coat on. He's like, hello, Fraulein. So like, oh no, he must be German. Yeah. And then he's surrounded by other people. He's got like locals to come with him. Mm-hmm. And did you notice that like one of them is just a white guy wearing like Asian people makeup?
Yeah, that was really weird.
It looks horrible. It looks gross.
I don't know why they would do that.
No, because surely like they hired another Asian person. Yeah. So surely they can find another Asian person.
Exactly. Oh.
Just a guy wearing prosthetics, but it just looks horrible.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be happening today.
No. it's a. They have this big fight scene. She's like, hello, Fraulein. Give me the thing. And she's like, no. I don't know where the thing is. And they start fighting.
So you better find it.
Better find it.
He takes it for like fire.
It's a torture.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna burn it out of you, Fraulein. I'm done playing games. And then she just absolutely smashes them. And Indiana Jones comes in. That's what it's like.
So it's blasting.
Get down, blast! But it's, so they make it out. Like, there's quite a good introduction for this guy, though. The German guy. I think he's in the Gestapo.
Yeah.
The Gestapo guy. He's like menacing, and he's like a torturer, like a interrogator kind of guy.
Yeah,
he's quite a cool, guy. He has this big black coat, this old Nazi pin.
Freaky.
So, in Nepal, they kind of manage to sort the thing out. She's like, I'm going to Cairo, and then he's like, you can come with me, Marion. Well, no, she's like, I'm coming with you. She's not she doesn't want her to go first
because her bar gets burnt down.
He's like, I've got nothing left here for her at all. So she kind of leaves.
Tags along.
They fly to Egypt to see their other friend, Salah. Salah's cool as well, I like Salah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
And he runs a dig site
with a freakishly deep voice.
He's like, "Hello, hello there, Indiana Jones." And he like has his big family and stuff, and all the kids are flying about playing with him and all that stuff. It's quite nice.
It is nice.
And he tells them that the Nazis have like hired basically every digger crew in Cairo to dig up the desert because like they're wanting to find this the Ark of the Covenant, which like. They kind of imply it's super powerful or whatever. It's just this relic.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. And then he's like, but I know a man that can get you into the... That you can get a translation for the staff. Like, what the staff says.
Yeah.
So you go up to this guy. And he's like... We kind of see that, like... Because during the fight in Nepal, the guy got it burned into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like that idol.
Yeah, that's it. So he's got half of it.
He's got half the cipher.
It was quite cool. I didn't even notice that at all. Even when he showed his hand, but Isha noticed it straight away.
Yeah. So he has half of, like, but on the other side, we find out that it says, like, there's six. The staff has to be, like, 7 feet tall, but then it says, like, get rid of 1 foot for God or something on the other side.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, so it's like a trick. It's like, so if you only have one half, it makes it look like it's 7 feet, but it's actually only six. So then now they know something that the Nazis don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go, at this point, they try to get poison. There's like a little monkey guy, a guy who owns a monkey running around, and he tries to steal, just to poison them.
Yeah.
There's also this big chase scene where, like, Marion gets stolen and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We think Marion's dead, eventually.
Yeah, the Germans too, though.
It has the, like, iconic scene where, like, the guy, the big massive brute guy comes in with his big scimitar sword, and he's like... Then he just pulls out the gun and shoots him.
That's really... apparently in real life, there was an actual fight scene choreographed.
Planned, yeah.
Because it was so hot, Harrison Ford was like, can I just shoot him?
Can I just shoot him? But yeah, that's indie. Yeah, indie all over.
Yeah, because she gets blown up in the truck.
Yeah, she gets like... A truck gets exploded, and we're like, oh no, she's dead.
Yeah. So you're like, well, that's that then. No point in fighting.
Well, that's it. So they go to the map room, the little map room. Salah and Indy go to the map room, mm-hmm. and they try to find like they have the right size pole, which obviously the Nazis didn't have the right size pole, but they have the correct size. So they line it up properly and find out exactly where the thing will be.
Yeah,
it's absolutely ideal. Sorted.
That's pretty cool.
It's like it's the soundtrack to this movie is actually like so good as well.
Yeah.
It's like
who did it? John Williams.
Good question, but it's like it's you speak and I'll get it right now.
Yeah. So then they find out where they need to go, and they're actually very very close to it.
Very very.
So then they're like, blu-lu-lu-lu-lu. They find out where it is, and they start digging, and they are digging at night.
It's John Williams. It's John Williams, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're like right next to it. Like they're like have this massive excavation. It's like huge,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like the only bit they haven't touched really is the bit where it actually is.
Yeah,
and it's such a random, like it's in, like weird place.
And it's like the only thing that's like it's like a stone slab. Like surely you would just look for the thing that's like a not just sand.
Yeah,
oh, they're so close.
So close. Silly. Stupid idiot. But Belloc, he's like running the dig. He's like so confident that it's fine. Belloc came back. Belloc, who was there.
Belloc.
It's interesting because Belloc, like, we don't even know he cares about this, but because we don't even know when, like, why, because the idol at the start isn't connected to this at all. It's just, like, a totally separate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd think that, like, Belloc would be more interested in finding the Ark of the Covenant than he would be finding this idol, because he, like, would presumably know about the idol at this point. Not the, sorry, about the Ark at this point, because, like, he's been hired by the Nazis to find this dig site.
Yeah.
So I don't get why he's, like, jumping over to Peru to find this little idol for no reason. Throw me the idol, Indy, throw me the idol. Throw me the weapon, I'll throw the idol. Classic.
Idol.
Idol.
Do you think they're actually real Germans?
I think some of them are.
Really? I didn't think so.
One of them is. The guy who's like the Nazi general, he's a real German, I think. He's got a real German name.
Really? Because I was trying to figure out, when I was listening to their accents, I was like, is that real or is that fake?
I think most of them are English. Most of the people who are in it are altogether are English. Mm. But the guy who's the Gestapo agent is Ronald Lancey, that's his name. Sala is played by John Rhys-Davies, again. Probably not actually Egyptian.
Yeah.
The guy who's called Marcus, his like friend from the uni, is called Denham. His first name's Denham.
That's pretty cool.
Jeans, dude. Like jeans. Classic move.
Denim, you're totally red. You're looking very blue today.
Blue denim, dude.
Right, so. So then they're digging.
They find it. The thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
They know the exact location, so they go up this location. They've hired this other dig crew. They do it at night, though. Like, so they're like separate.
No way, yeah.
And they eventually do break in.
But it's just in the morning that they break in.
And just as, like, they're. This is they're about to come in. This is because they go in and they
Indy,
Salah and Indy.
Indy and Talia get in.
But it's full of snakes. Obviously, we know that Indy doesn't like snakes.
He hates snakes. He's got these torches to try and keep them away.
Yeah. I remember that in the Lego game as well. You run about with a torch to get the snakes apart.
Lego game was good for this.
Yeah. And then they eventually do, like, they crack open this big sarcophagus and then inside it is the art. We're like, oh man, they got it. They did it.
Yeah.
They found it.
And while this is going on, it's like cutting between them and also seeing that Marion's actually alive. But she's still with that, the Greek guy.
Belloc.
Been drunk with Belloc, French guy.
Oh, right, French guy.
Belloc.
But then
she's like tricking. Was a baddie or not.
Well, I think he's not a Nazi, but he's working. He's working against them.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Like he's not. He's working with them.
Not an answer, never have been. Who said that again?
That's not that.
Is that Nigel Farage? I can't remember one of them. One of them said it. One of the politicians, not an answer, never have been.
I've never heard it.
It was a meme, but I can't remember it. But.
So then we see like Marion is getting interrogated and Chris like convinced. We see this big scene of her like trying to outdrink Belloc.
Yeah, she's like pretending she's drunk, which is.
Yeah, but then she gets caught actually after that. But it's kind of they were trying to like set it up, but she was going to escape, but she doesn't.
Yeah, she gets close to be fair, but I don't know where she was going to go because he even said it's a 3-week walk any direction.
Yeah, but at the same time, yeah, I suppose that is true. But we also never saw anyone. There's no 3-week gap. In the middle of the film.
Yeah, but you never walked. They get cars in that. Or horses.
Yeah, true. So we see that, surely, like, a horse is only, like, what, like, probably 4 times faster than a person.
Yeah.
Like, 5 days.
That's a good point. Yeah, but a horse can, like, yeah, sure enough, yeah. Yeah. Must have been a car.
Must have been a Zuma. Proper. Must have been an absolute fast and light travel.
Light speed. He hops in the Millennium Falcon and just zips there and then carries on with his mission.
Yeah, so then they winch the arc out, and now all the people up top are celebrating. Yeah, we did it. And then the people on the other dig site notice, and then Belloc's like, get your men, and all the Nazis start running up to him. And as Salah goes up, they catch him and then chuck the rope down and then throw Marion down with him. So it's this Indian Marion trapped in this little snake pit, and he pulls it over.
Yeah. And the torches are going out.
Yeah, so they're about to die.
Oh my god.
So then they it's looking like they're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
Bendy.
They're like trapped in this whole thing.
He works out
the snakes are like going through a little hole and they're like, what the hell? What the heck? So then he climbs up the big thing.
He says, call an ambulance.
Nah,
for me.
And then he breaks out. And that's how
he climbs up this big statue and uses his whip to like pull it down.
Yeah. So they crash into the wall and they get to this little like bit, this little like other tomb bit, which would be like, I'm sure like there probably is rooms like that in the actual like Egyptian like pyramids.
Yeah, probably.
little secret rooms. They're just like, the whole point is that they're secret. Yeah. Do you know if you go to like the pyramids now, like, there's like a KFC like right outside it?
That's horrible.
Pyramid of Giza, yeah.
Why, that is just, why have they done
like,
that?
Well, Cairo's expanded like right up next to the pyramids and there's like just like touristy spots next to it.
Oh.
But you can sit and eat your KFC and look at the pyramids.
Yeah, imagine like, climbing up pyramids with a bargain bucket and just sitting eating at the top.
You can't climb the pyramid, you don't have to go on them.
Can you not walk up them at all, no?
No, they're with a road.
Fair enough. I've seen pictures of people. Like.
Yeah, that's cheating though.
Yeah.
So they manage to bust out. They get out the little side door and then they run over to this the plane. They're trying to get in this plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They think they could try and escape in the plane. So they're like, they have this kind of famous like boxing scene.
Yeah, I used to like the scene when I was a little kid.
Where he fights this big kind of brute.
Yeah, big German big brute.
Mechanic kind of guy. Yeah.
He's like the mustache and everything.
Yeah.
He takes his top off it, and he puts his hands up like a 1930s fight. Stick him up!
Come here, yo!
Yeah.
Stick him up, yo!
So then they fight.
They have this big, massive fight, and Marion at the same time is like trying to like fight her way up to the cockpit to help, because there's a guy with a gun trying to shoot Indy, and also this guy trying to beat up Indy.
Yeah. But she gets in, the cockpit, hits him with like the wood that stops the wheels moving. Stop.
Yeah, the little chalk thing. Yeah, the little stopper things. But they also, like, one of the bullets hits a fuel truck.
Yeah.
The fuel starts spilling it everywhere.
And then when she hits the pilot, so he hits the fuel truck and he falls onto the thrusters. So the plane starts spinning around in circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she tries to stop it, but gets stuck inside the cockpit trying to stop it.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh no. So then he's fighting this guy, blah, 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 blah. But then eventually, the guy's like smiling because Indy's on the floor, he's like about to hit him. But Indy like just covers his head. He's like, what? He turns around and gets sucked into the fan.
Yeah, I guess the propeller sucks him up.
And this with
makes him jump.
This with a few other scenes, Isha was like, how is this like a PG?
Yeah.
That's the scene right at the start where the guy gets like impaled by the
exactly yeah
the spike trap. Yeah. It's a different time. I don't think like. Because like the way American system used to work is like it's either like it's they used to have two systems. It's good for kids or it's an 18 or whatever. It's only for kids, only for adults. With nothing in between before.
Yeah,
or like either they're like they're family friendly or they're like only for adults.
Yeah.
Whereas now there's like bits in between.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably like at 12. I think the fourth one is a 12.
Yeah, this one definitely would be a 12. Maybe even a 15 because some of those deaths are pretty hardcore.
Yeah. They
bet like right, they're all right at the end.
Yeah,
all the,
yeah, yeah. We'll get to that, but that's the big one, yeah.
Yeah, kind of horrific. That's the whole point, in the way.
Yeah.
But, so then they have killed the big brute guy. They've kind of, Marion gets saved. The plane explodes because like some fire starts and it all kind of like spreads and it just explodes, boom.
Yeah.
That bit's all blown away. So they manage to get into, actually, does Marion go, we went to Salah's house?
No. No, not yet. Because the Germans are getting away with the Ark. They've put into a truck. Oh,
yeah. They go on the boat, actually. Yeah,
yeah, right. Not yet. But so then Indy jumps on a horse and chases after the truck.
What does Marion do at this point, then?
I actually don't know. I have no idea.
Nobody needs to
know. And he just leaves. He leaves her. And yeah. She runs. Yeah, there's a massive chase scene.
So a big, massive chase scene. And
it's really well done, actually. I don't remember this scene at all, but it's really well done.
It is really good. It's very tense.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, so scrappy and, like, you feel it, every punch, you feel it, yeah.
Exactly. But then he wins it. He gets out of there, he drives away, and then he hides it outside Salah's place.
That's cool when he goes along the bottom of
the
truck.
He climbed underneath it, yeah, because they're about to ram the truck into the car in front of him.
Yeah. And he climbs the whole way around and, like, punches the guy at the driver's
it must
seat.
Be an absolute
I
tank.
I actually did that.
No.
Yeah. They actually do it, but I think you could do it.
You could, but your back as well, that layer would rub. It wouldn't break per se, but it would definitely rub big time.
No, it would shred your back up, yeah. But yeah, like he manages to drive the truck full of all like the people, the enemy characters that we know also is there. They chase them into the city, but he manages to like hide behind like a market. Like a market springs up in front of the
Salazar organized it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. which Xal didn't even know that they were like alive. So yeah, that was nice of him.
So then they get. So then eventually, like, they've done it. So then they've done it. So then they put the Ark onto this boat, and this guy's like going to take them straight to back to America.
Yeah, the captain.
The captain, and then he's like, Xal's like, give them only the best. He's like, yes, you can have my cabin, and then. So then they go away. Oh, my Marion kisses Sal as well. And Sal like, starts singing his way home.
Yeah. He's like, he kisses one on the cheek, like, this is for your kids. And another one on their cheek, other cheek, this is for your wife. And then on the lips, this one's for you.
And he's like, la 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 la. That's amore. No, he didn't sing that.
Pizza pasta, soda light. It says a tuna macaroni star. Tony Macaroni, Tony Mac.
So then, it's just an advert. So then he, because like India and Marion, like just resting up, they confess their feelings for each other.
I do love you, Indy. I love you too, Marion.
Exactly. And then it cuts to like Marion waking up, and Indy's like, she's like, where are you going to, Indy? He's like, oh, we stopped. And then he looks out. And they've been stopped by like a German U-boat.
Yeah.
And the Nazis are like, we are coming over now.
We are coming over now.
So then they come in, kill all of them. Over. No, they don't. They come.
Yeah, that's it. End of
film. They come in. They're like, where's Indy? But the captain's like, here, hide, Indy. I'll cover you. So he hides in like a steam pipe, some other, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Pipe that gets rid of all the steam.
Yeah. Yeah, like a what are they called? It's not like a tunnel, what is it? Funnel?
Funnel.
Thing almost?
Yeah.
Chimney.
Chimney.
Like a chimney.
That's it. And then...
steam chimney thing.
The captain's like, we just got rid of Indy because we don't need him, but we kept the girl because we can sell her.
Yeah. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
If you say so, buddy.
We'll be taking the Ark and then. So then they take the Ark... And Indy like, and they take Marion with them because the French dude likes her. But then Indy like sneaks onto the U-boat just before it gets away.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the Nazi secret base. And Indy like sneaks and gets a uniform. It's like a wee scene like he takes the guy down, but the uniform's too small for him.
Yeah.
And then our guy's like, stand up, tuck your shirt in. And then he's doing it. He's like, why am I doing this? He just punches him, knocks him out again.
Yeah. Yeah. He pretends he's one of them. He's like, oh no, what am I doing?
He knocks him out. So then he like joins the, there's like a troop going out with the Covenant. I think they're going to go try it.
That's art, yeah.
Because the French guy's like, you might as well try it before you give it to Hitler in case it goes badly.
Yes, Belloc's plan is like, I'm going to give it to Hitler once I'm done with it.
Yeah. So yeah. He wants to try it. So then they're out to the desert and he like joins in their, troop because he's disguised and they've got Marion with them just because actually I don't know why she's there, she just says that.
It's not this film, no, it's not this one we actually see Hitler, is it? It's in like the third one.
Yeah,
no, not this one.
Like, I'm pretty sure in the third one, this will be a spoiler for when this happens, but it's like in this third one Hitler is walking through a crowd and then Indy bumps into Indy and Indy's holding like a really important book and then Hitler signs it.
Oh.
He thinks he wants an autograph because he's holding this like really important book. Very funny. Right, we'll get to that in like 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Indy's like he breaks off just before they get there and he's like, Belloc! And they'll turn around with their guns. He's somehow got a rocket launcher. And literally about 30 seconds he's got an RPG. I don't know where he's got it from.
But you see him like before he says anything, he's like thinking about doing it, he's like, but he can't bring himself to do it because he knows how much
it's
important. Yeah, because
Belloc's like, give me the girl or I'll shoot. And he's like, shoot then. And he can't do it. Yeah,
he knows he won't.
So then the Germans got behind him and then they get him. So then...
Belloc's right, because Belloc says earlier on the film, like, we're like the same person, but we're just on different sides.
Yeah.
But they are, exactly. Like, they're so similar.
Both explorer and that thing.
Yeah.
So then they take Marion and Indy and like they tie them up at the top of this like hill. So they can like over they and they can see the Ark getting opened, but Indy's like, don't look,
close your eyes, Marion.
And then they both shut their eyes and they open the Ark and the Germans, and when they first open it nothing happens. And like, oh. Yeah. And then like one of the German guys starts like laughing because it's been such a waste of time. But then stuff starts happening.
There's like a, like shoot, like a light shoots up into the sky or whatever.
Yeah.
And all the ghosts start like, flying
spirits
up.
Come out, yeah.
Yeah.
Like flying about. They all seem all happy at first. But then they come all evil.
Yeah, and then the three guys. Like
it kills all the Germans first. Like straight.
Kills all the soldiers.
It beams like lasers out one of their eyes and like kills all of them. And then one of them like gets one of them catches fire straight away. Is that Belloc?
Belloc, yeah. Like he catches fire and like starts to melt.
Yeah. One of them melts like rapidly.
No, one of them, like the German commander, his face starts like crumpling like it's imploding.
Yeah.
And then Belloc, I know, and then the Asian, well, not the Asian one,
the Nazi bad guy, the Gestapo guy.
The Gestapo guy, he face starts melts. To melt, like his face melts, and then Belloc just explodes.
Yeah, catches fire and explodes. It's very dark. Like, that would definitely be like that. Push 12 could push a 15, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And then all kind of like the lid of the arc falls back down because they're dead now.
Yeah.
Falls down back down to the ground.
Yeah, he gets like lifted into the sky and then falls back to the ground. God's like closing up again.
It reseals, yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like God's nuclear bomb.
Is it over?
Yeah.
So it's over. They've done it. They've managed to save it.
And the all the commotion like cut their rope so they're free.
Yeah, yeah. They're like sitting there, and then they kind of like lift their hands up, like they just realize that they're like somehow free now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it God freed them?
So then, it cuts to them like back in America, and like Indy's like, so it's like he's talking to the CIA guys. Like, so what about it? And it's like it's with TARP men. It's like, but it's so dangerous. But we have to research it. TARP men.
He storms out, and he's like. And Marion's like, what happened? And he's like, they don't know what they have.
Yeah, they don't get it.
They just don't understand. They don't know what they have. And it cuts to, it's like,
because they just go out for a drink. And it cuts to that, yeah.
And then you see, like, the arc is just, like, with an warehouse with all the different stuff.
Just one of a million crates. Yeah.
Getting pushed by a soldier.
TARP men. That's in The Simpsons. It's not, it's
Father Guy, Father Guy found it, yeah.
TARP men. With TARP men. That's the end of the film.
That's it done.
This film won 4 Oscars, I think.
It is really, really good, I must admit.
I didn't remember it.
Really?
I remembered it.
I remember like everything, yeah.
This was my favourite one when I was younger.
Yeah, this is my favourite one now.
Yeah, mine is my favorite one too. I mean, I'm excited to see them all again. I might change my mind.
Yeah.
I suppose, but this one is my favorite one. I think like this is the one I always think is my favorite one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you think Indiana Jones, you think this one.
Yeah, definitely. This is like the most iconic scenes in it.
Yeah.
Oh no! I suppose like the second one has like
Kalima.
Yeah.
I think the whole scene in China is it China at the start? I remember that.
The third one has like the bit where like you drink the chalice. There's the only like the one the chalice. We'll see. I'll get to that eventually.
Yeah. So yeah, we're just gonna jump to reviews.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'll give it a 7.
Oh okay.
10. Oh my god. Yeah.
Just because, like, for me, I didn't really remember it, so when it wasn't as nostalgic.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
What about you, Krog?
I'm gonna give it like a 9.
Nice. I'm gonna give this film. Actually, I'm gonna go a little bit mental here. Give this one a 9.8. I feel like there's like not much I can fault this on, to be honest.
I thought it was quite long. That's the only criticism. It was really long.
It's good though.
It is good.
Classic. Absolute banger. Especially like there's no other films made like this anymore.
Nah.
Yeah. That's true.
Even like the Indiana Jones films are not like this anymore.
Yeah, nah.
Indy 5 apparently is in development as well.
Hasselford's so old.
He is. He's probably like 80. Close to it, at least. He was born in 1842, 80. So...
Yep. My gosh.
Surely in this next one, they'll just kill... Surely they'll die in this next one so they can start off with someone else.
Just kill him.
What did I do in the last one?
Oh my god.
Wait.
It didn't work out, did it?
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf wasn't the one.
Was not the one. I mean, they were for a while. They were wanting to be like we're going to bring in like Chris Pratt or something to be mm-hmm. young Indy.
I could just. Not happen now. I could see that.
I think you bring in someone. I think you bring in Alden. I think Alden Ehrenreich, the one who was in Solo, who played his.
Yeah.
He played Harrison Ford. He was actually really good in that.
Yeah, he was good.
So it'd be cool if they brought him back for that. Alden Ehrenreich.
Alright, so there's some good reviews there.
Interesting yeah. pronunciation.
Indiana Jones, fun fact about it, was based off a real explorer.
Is that a real fun fact? Because I don't believe you.
No, it actually is. I'll quickly Google his name. Who was...
Indy, don't know that either. That's my favourite line, probably.
It was inspired by real archaeologists like Hiram Bingham and Roy Chapman Andrews and Sir Leonard Woolley.
Amazing. Nice. If you freeze frame during the scene where all the in the Well of Souls, you can see in the background R2-D2 and C-3PO.
I remember that, yeah. On the in the hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
R2-D2. There's
a lot of like, it was a lot of, as you said before, there was a lot of stuff like Harrison Ford just made up on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah, the rise of Harrison Ford was really cool, and it's really cool that he got to the stage because he wasn't like a conventional actor.
Mm.
And
yeah, because he was like, he was a carpenter.
Yeah, and eventually one day. Apparently one day he was literally just like with his wife, I want to try and be an actor, you want to just move to LA with me or California.
Apparently he was an actor in American Graffiti, George Lucas's first film, and then quit acting and did carpentry. And then he was when George Lucas was casting the thing, he was also he had hired Harrison Ford to do work on his house.
Yeah.
Because he was his friend. He was to give him some work. And then he was like, I'll get you to read all across from the actors as like the person you play, you just stand in.
Yeah, the other read, one. Read.
And then actually he was like, actually you're like perfect, so I'm going to get you to be Han Solo, Harrison Ford. You will be Harrison Ford, because that is your name.
Oh.
It's pretty cool though.
Harrison
obviously,
Ford
he had this.
Harrison Ford.
But he had like, yeah, he had this like, this is one of the most popular popular things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Apparently the film was originally rated R, which is like the highest rating you can get in America, because of the exploding head, but they didn't want it to be rated R, so they put they put fire over it. But like surely like it's still there, it still happens.
Yeah.
It still happens in the film.
I would be scarred.
Scared for life. Well, we saw it when we were younger, but we weren't scared. Yeah. We weren't scared for life.
Raj.
All right. We'll call there for this half?
Yeah.
Go on then.
See you in a bit.
She's just shouting.
Oh my god!
Right, I've got these questions. This comes from a very important listener. The listener from
Azkaban.
Papua New Guinea.
Papa.
Azkaban.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Comes from Mr. Sirius
Blue. Oh my god! So wait, Azkaban's in Papua New Guinea. Now we know.
Yeah, that's canon.
Now we
know. Right, this first one. First question is: can you name different ways in which our parents raised us? Good question.
Yeah,
I actually can. That's not a good question. Because you go first.
Without getting too personal.
Well, because Sean, they were quite strict.
Because I'm older. Craig. I'm the oldest, if you don't know. That's the lore. The deep lore is that I'm the oldest child.
Craig is a... Craig, they're a medium. And me...
Lenient.
You're so slack, yeah.
Yeah, basically. No, Craig is the one that's... I don't know. Like they're really soft with you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'd really. Say that as well. I think it's because I'm the weirdest, though. They kind of have to be.
Yeah, I think we're all bad for you.
Well, previously on the podcast, you said that I'm the weirdest one.
Yeah. Weird and different.
But you're like weird, chum, but like you're like mature when you need to be.
I've got my life together.
Yeah. Or I'm just not. My voice just weird. I had to look around my room and I just, yeah. Mess.
My room's alright just now. Okay. Got a little Betsy beside me as well, a little doggy.
Doggy.
As far as like raising us, I remember like a classic Christmas thing is that Louise always gets like, well, in the classic she always gets like at least twice what we all
no
got.
But not now.
Now we get like five presents each, and that's
but like, yeah. Thinking about it now, it's like we got like games, you know what I mean?
We got like 40 pound things. Yeah, no, absolutely.
I just got £2 lip glosses.
We got like a £70 Lego set or something.
Oh, yeah. Remember that one at Christmas or birthday? We got this Jabba's sail barge.
That was like so much. I remember I used to always play with like the prison setup, with the Lego prison. It had like the island,
yeah,
great
the base.
Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to build stuff on that. I had like a little jacuzzi. And yeah. Put real water.
You put
in
water. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That's so weird, man. That's weird.
Cool.
I was gonna say, I remember Mum would always like coddle us, I'd say. They always make sure that we have it, like she always make sure we got food and always offer to fill up our water and just
Mum's like coming downstairs. You want a sandwich?
Yeah.
Just had lunch, but alright, yeah, have
okay.
A sandwich.
Go on then. And then she's the same, like, sympathetic with all of us.
Yeah, she was like, that's what Gran was like as well.
Yeah, she was like Gran.
I would say that Dad, like, encouraged us and pushed us to try everything.
Yeah.
Which, like, is good now, because, like, even, like, I've still noticed that I get quite a fear of heights, but we never back down from it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd still always do it.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, as far as, like, fears go... I used to, when I was younger, and you guys remember this, but I used to be really scared, like speaking to strangers and public speaking.
Yeah, cause you're
being whenever we go to the, sticks out in my head. We used to go to Greg's or whatever, and I'd be like, "You guys order for me."
that was like me, like up until like I came to uni, probably.
Yeah,
I used to hate it as well. I still sometimes hate it. Some situations I hate it.
Nah, but like we would, it's a classic. Like I feel like I've overcome that in my adult life, probably because of the way. I don't know if
life just kind of forced you to, though. That's
sure. Yeah. Remember when we went? Where did we go to order Five Guys?
yeah, but I just didn't know what to say, and I was like, "What do you like?" I was like, "Can I get fries?" And like, "Yeah." And like, "What size do you want?" Like, "Just regular." And they're like, "What type do you want?" Or just whatever the regular.
Yeah, you were like
one.
Regular, normal, regular. Yeah.
Normal, whatever that is. Like, I don't know what they like, oh, you mean salted fries? Like, yeah, I mean salted fries. Like, obviously, I mean that.
Same scenario on that. I was in Subway in school, and I was, you know, after you got like the meat and that, they put like salads and sauces on.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want anything on it? And I was like, yes, salad. And I'm like, yeah, what?
You meant
lettuce.
I meant lettuce.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, what type of salad? And I was like, I don't know why I couldn't say it. I kept saying salad.
Just salad.
I just kept saying
salad. I mean lettuce. I mean salad.
And eventually, one of the other women turned around and went, he means lettuce. And I was like, yeah. It's so embarrassing, though.
It's like when people, it's like at work, where people are like, oh, you don't really use the till, Craig, but people will be like, can I get a wrap with no salad on it? And like, so you want
lettuce?
Do you want tomato or you want? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because it's technically these are part of a salad, but they're not lettuce.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're like, I don't want anything green on it. So, but you want tomato on it.
Yeah.
Is that just to get it clear? There's more than like fruits and vegetables aren't necessarily green.
Yeah, but people call them that.
People think they are. Need greens, please. Remember, eat your greens.
Yeah, that's actually really funny though.
See, when like I was, there's another question here, comes straight from Azkaban as well. Mm-hmm. What childhood game will you share with your kids? If you have kids, like what kind of stuff will like, you pass on that we do? Mm. It'd be funny. I was thinking about this recently. I think doing like wee Easter egg hunts and that's quite fun. I used to do that.
I do have some bad connotations with Easter egg hunts. No. AKA Craig slamming my finger in the hall door.
I used to take it so seriously. It was life or death for those Easter eggs. I was getting them.
But it's by the time I knew exactly I knew that the hiding spots were. Mm-hmm. So I would just walk through the house and be like, well, I know that's gonna be there, I know it's gonna be there. So I'll just go through like calmly walk through and just pick up every single thing.
Yeah.
And then get to the end and then we're like, right, cool, I've got 15,000 and then Louise has 6.
Yeah, Chad's like none. Yeah, Mum would be like, okay, you give Louise them.
Give Louise not the rest of them, okay.
No, but we are
which I used to think was a bit annoying, but
we are whatever, a competitive family.
Yeah,
we're games. We never used to play that many games.
No.
We had like a 10-year period where we didn't play games at all, but now every time
we still played like Scrabble.
Yeah, we play games on holiday.
Yeah.
True, but that's like we would never like. Cause I feel like when I lived at home, we would barely ever spend any time together as a family.
Yeah, definitely.
We just chilled our own thing separately, but now like we've all moved away,
it's like
we'll come back and we're like,
make the most of it. Yeah, make the most of it. I love playing more games now.
Working is fun. It's fun just chilling as well. Just like because it's different. Because obviously we're all adults now, so it's just.
It's a lot more relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not like anything going on. When I'm home, I'm like, nah, this is relaxed time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have nothing on. Whatever. Well, it's annoying though, because when I come home, I'm gonna have to revise because I've got exams. But.
Yeah. I have to do stuff for my thesis like the whole time over Christmas. I think as well.
Yeah.
But you just do it in the morning, and then you're free for us today.
Potentially, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the schedule's like. Cause I have to like do like meetings and stuff.
Oh,
fair enough.
Just write about write about us, and then that's you.
Exactly, I write that in the thesis. Yeah. Today I had turkey.
Yeah.
Dear diary,
my thesis.
Dear diary. Today, I hope like when I'm like, it'd be fun. I was thinking about what sports I want my kids to do and stuff as well. Like, what should I encourage them to do? I think like swimming. I would want them to do swimming.
Yeah, fair.
We all swam. Yeah. Swimming's like good exercise.
So it's good to know. I think the amount of swimming we did when we were younger carried me through swimming for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I can still swim pretty good. No.
Even like
I haven't swam really in 5 years.
Yeah, definitely. I remember like in high school, I was always the kid who had to demonstrate swimming because I just knew it because when we were kids, we did it a lot.
Yeah.
We used to do it like at some at one point we were doing it like twice a week.
Yeah.
Or like I we got the swimming club thing. We went, like, I can't remember where it was actually.
The pros.
New Battle.
No, it was a bit further out.
Newton Grange. I can't remember what it was. That wasn't Newton Grange.
No, it was further.
Yeah, it was further. You're right actually. But you go like, and I remember because you didn't go to that at least, did you?
I went. Hated it.
No, it was you, me, and you went, and then it was like you go and you. Sometimes they do the thing where it's like you just literally just. It was a 2-hour session, and it's like you just get in the pool, swim as many lengths as you can.
Yeah.
And then that was it in 2 hours, and they give you a certificate after.
What the hell? That's
like
scary.
So actually, like I used to like not mind that. I was like, I remember being quite competitive with that as well. You're like, I want to do well. I want to try and get to like whatever, some good amount.
You were good at swimming, Sean. You were the best at all. I remember that.
Yeah.
I used to be.
Yeah. Bring it back. Anymore. Just go get a.
Because you're taller, Krieger, you'd probably be better now.
Yeah, I'm too stiff. Not fluid enough.
Well, yeah, do you think I'm flexible?
so like fluidness and that, you know, I don't know, yeah.
Fluidness, right.
Fluidness. I can't, can you touch your toes?
Never been able to touch my toes.
Me, yeah.
You can, well, you're a dancer. Yeah. For a time, you were dancing all the time.
Never been able to touch, yeah.
Do you think you teach your kids to do dancing, Louise?
Yeah, definitely.
You think you teach them to do it yourself? Private studio?
Yeah. Do you think you would take your kids to basketball?
I'd take my kid to do anything they'd want to do, realistically.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
100%. I wouldn't try to push it on them that much. Because I feel like Dad was quite good at being like, I was like, I don't like football, so he didn't try to make me do football.
Yeah. I quite like, when we were kids, we used to do Enjoyable. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was fun.
I want to find that for my kid. But make sure he's got friends to do it with. Cause like, it kind of made it because we're a group of friends that went.
We just go around with like Kirk and...
Wee Matt was there. Like, Sam was there.
Matthew. Yeah. We just do like hide and seek. But we would just break the rules and just run like actually into the catacombs of the school.
Yeah. in the campus. But even that, yeah. We were mucked about. But that, he tried a lot of different sports.
Yeah, he got a bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a good way to see what you like.
I'd be excited, quite excited for like being at like. Obviously, it'd be super crazy having kids. Like, that's the least of important thing. But like, it'd be so cool like teaching your kids
stuff,
sports and that, and like yeah, like watching them get better.
Yeah, or just teach them anything. Watching them, just anything.
Yeah, like proud. Proud of them. What was it? It was in like Spider-Man, well, actually we did last week, where it's like, I'm so proud of you, man. I really, maybe I do want to have kids. Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be fun though.
Yeah.
It's kind of thing, like in like 10, 15 years, we'd all have, potentially all have kids.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's terrifying.
But it is, weird, but also like mum and dad are like kind of almost getting to grandparent ages, so.
They pretty much are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, we got loads of more of these questions from Azkaban, so we can just come back to this another day.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I've got a question I can throw in the mix and pot.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So obviously we're all going to be home for Christmas. So I was going to ask, what if you could pick a specific moment? It's not to be Christmas Day; it can be the whole holiday. Obviously, Christmas Day is going to be amazing. I'm not denying that. But if you could pick a specific moment that you're most excited for with all of us being there, what moment would you pick?
Playing games.
I don't mind.
Yeah, mine's playing games.
Mine's just playing Risk. I'm excited to play Risk.
Specifically. Have you played Risk Loose, please? No.
It's quite,
long,
it's quite easy to learn. Game. It's quite, yeah. You have to like, control the world, but it's quite funny. And you,
will,
yeah.
Will mum do it?
I want to pressure mum to do it. I hope that she'll
start
it.
Mum will start doing it.
Yeah,
it's really easy to learn, though.
Oh, I'm just going to go I think like, cabinet.
Colour Brain's quite fun, I remember.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Or the like 5-second one.
5-second rule. Yeah. I like the bit where we, like, on Christmas morning, we all go in and pretend to...
Be surprised for the picture.
Yeah, to be surprised for the picture.
Yeah, yeah. Dad goes, no, get back out. We need to take a picture.
We've already been in the, yeah. We've already been like, in the room.
Oh, my God.
Like, Betsy will be there this
so
year
cool.
as well.
Like, each year, like, once we get old, we should, like, yeah, make we'll a wee montage yeah. of, like, them all. Yeah.
We find Betsy will be there this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll be surprised. Like,
I've got my Christmas pajamas I can wear.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll get some new ones.
Get some Betsy pajamas.
Sean, have
well.
You got any Betsy presents yet?
Not anything yet. No.
Aww.
I've not been. Like, I need to get my Christmas presents. I've not been doing it.
I've only got one thing for each. I need to get on that as well. But yeah. I'll wait for
something for Poppy. Got something for Poppy, but it's quite a cool thing. I think.
That's
like
what mine's quite a cool thing as well.
Maybe it's the same cool thing. Whoa.
Ooh.
I've got a question.
Go for it, dude.
So if we found out that one of us had gone to jail, what would you assume that it was for?
I would assume it was wrongly.
No, but if
okay,
no.
Yeah, yeah. But if fine, all right. Off. Yeah, I would also assume it was wrong. But if like, they were found guilty, like, if they pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, what would you? What would you think? That's a good question.
Really,
what do you think?
I think it'd be you'd been drunk.
So, the prison. You got prison for being drunk.
Prison's a harsh one though. Yeah, you'd have to be something more than that.
You're a drunk driver, son. We can't
drive.
Yeah.
I think Shane the Pain would go for a speeding camera. Yeah.
Go for a speeding camera because I'm too quick.
Yeah.
Call me Lightning McQueen.
No, Sean would be like, clumsy and he'd do something really. You break something. You break something
saying,
really big.
Keep saying I'm clumsy. It's
Sean.
Imagine it was like they were in the Louvre. Is that no? What's the one that's got the Mona Lisa on it?
Yeah, the Louvre.
And you just absolutely smack the Mona
Lisa. Yeah, you would like, do that. That's something
you would be put in jail for that, I'd imagine that you would.
Yeah.
Accidentally smash the Eiffel Tower, trip on the thing and push over the Eiffel Tower.
I don't even, it's like, it's just so not your fault though, that's the thing. It's just, it
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the
I'm not that clumsy. Not my fault, dude. It's just conspiracy. I'm not that clumsy. It's actually a lie.
Okay.
Louise, I think that you would be, you'd be, impersonating a police officer.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's something
be,
that
nah, I don't know. I don't know what the reasons would be. Okay. Too innocent.
You'd be forgery. Forgery.
Thank you.
Try to forge. Forge. I don't know.
Too innocent.
I don't know. I can't even think of.
Oh praise. Wait, snapping and just absolutely fighting back against your boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
Right, what have we got about us crimes? slapping a customer.
Yeah.
Types of crimes. What's the six main types of crime? Yeah, let's do that.
Assault,
six,
robbery.
Six main types of crime. Like violent murder. Crime. Violent crime, property crime, public order crimes, white collar crime. White collar crimes are like you steal things by like you move money around a company
white,
to steal money.
White collar crimes, the biggest, most cult, most like damaging
most
one.
Most common one.
It's the most damaging one.
It's the one you, people get away with as well.
Yeah, that's why it's so bad.
Organized crime. Who's the head of the mafia?
Yeah.
High tech crime.
Hacking.
That would be stupid.
None of us are good enough to do high tech crime.
I lettered the copy and paste of the keyboard like a month ago.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Hacker.
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 He's a hacker.
Sorry, like, Stu, Dale were talking about the course. Dale's an engineer and then Stu does ethical hacking, obviously, and they're like talking about like all this coding and stuff, and I'm like, I learned to copy and paste. I'm like, Mum.
Yeah, Mum sent me a video on Facebook the other day, and I was like, I'm really proud that you've managed to send me a video on here. And she just replied, thank you.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, Mum.
You see that, Mum? I sent Mum for her birthday. I gave the, she told
slippers.
You
that we sent Mum
slippers.
Yeah.
And she texts on FaceTime, she's like, I'm sorry, they don't fit.
Yeah.
And then she realized they do fit, and then text me, Craig, Poppy.
And,
doesn't work. Don't worry, guys. They do fit.
Yeah, she also
love them. They fit.
I went in the house and she was wearing them, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And she was like, "Yeah, I shouldn't have really jumped to the gun and told Sean that they didn't fit me without actually wearing them." I was like, "Mum,
without actually trying them on."
She's so
she probably just held them up to her foot. And we're like, "No."
Nah. Yeah. Oh,
she was talking about the new tap when we were on the call, and that night I got a text saying we got a new tap. And she literally told us.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she texted.
I said to them, like, why she get like one of the fancy tops?
She's just like, no.
Nah.
Yeah, I've not seen that actually.
You get like a. Because when I get a house, I want to get like a boiler. You can get like a boiler built into the tap.
Really? That'd be.
So you can just put boiled water out.
Sure, that'd be cost like very more expensive.
Yeah, worth
really.
It.
You've already got a boiler, you just have to wire it up to the boiler and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm really excited for Christmas.
I've got this one here. This one from Azkaban.
Okay.
Who's most likely to turn out like mom or dad? Out of the three of us, who's most likely to be mum and who's most likely to be dad?
Craig, mum.
Poppy always says I'm like mum as well.
Yeah, we all are. That's the thing.
We're all both, I suppose.
Yeah, because we get traits from both, you know what I mean? I would say I'm way more competitive than Mum. Mum is weirdly competitive, though, when she wants to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes, for things, yeah.
See, when we were at Centre Parks, we did the badminton. Mum turned it on.
Yeah.
Mum's good at badminton, though.
Yeah.
If she's something she's good at, she's like, yeah, I want to win.
Yeah. She wants to win. I said, like, fair enough.
Yeah.
I remember because Isha like, felt so intimidated because she was like, trash talking Isha.
That's right!
Aww.
I was so raging that day. I actually, for some reason, I could not do badminton or golf. I was like, why is this not working? I should be able to do these.
I was in such a bad mood because every game that we played, the rules changed. And I was like, no, this isn't like fair.
Yeah. This isn't fair, yeah. It's like on that Christmas Day, 2 years ago. And it was like, they did the game and they gave, I still think about this. How they
just gave them by cheating.
Other team a half point, but they refused to give us a half point for exactly the same thing, and they won.
Yeah, but
I was like, but surely just give us a half point, and then we all win.
Yeah, but the point was though, is that they had like a 7-year-old boy.
Yeah, but he wasn't answering the questions; he was just sitting there.
Yeah, I know.
I was raging. I'm also a child.
I think.
Let me have it. I was not. I was 20 years old.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Christmas. So remember,
I don't know if you. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah,
right?
You were there. It was with the.
Don't name any names, but it was with our
other family members. We have Christmas, mums.
Oh.
And then we were like doing the game. Like,
I do remember it.
I wasn't that bothered. It was literally I knew in my mind that we'd won. Right, I knew we'd won in our mind.
But I was like, it's more fun if we all win.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, just do it. It's not like it's nice. It's fun. And they're like, nah. I was like, what do you mean, nah? And then I was like, you guys are adults. You guys are like 40 and 50. Like, you can't be like telling me that. Nah. Like, I'm being reasonable here.
Honestly, people.
I also remember this one wasn't fair. when we were at Centrebarks, we played a game, and Mum, for some reason, kept on thinking that you were really angry, Sean, but you weren't. You're completely...
No, what do you mean? I was like, what are you talking about?
You're completely fine. And Mum kept on saying it. You're right, Sean.
But then eventually, she kept saying it, I snapped. Yeah. I was like, I'm not angry. Stop shouting.
You actually didn't get angry, and then you had to apologise to everyone, but it was Mum the whole time.
It was purely manufactured. That was the game where Mum kept keeping me like, I'll just pick Louise because I trust Louise. Yeah. But she should be picking you. Like, well, she like demonstrated clearly that she's relying.
Yeah, I was literally the person, and he was like, Mum's like, yes. Louise.
I'll just go with Louise. I'd definitely play
Secret Hitler again.
Secret Hitler's very fun.
It was really fun.
Wait, Sean, could you bring that?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
I'll try and remember.
I know there's not enough. Five isn't enough. But well, maybe it is, but I think it would be really funny.
Yeah, five is the minimum.
But for Secret Hitler, I think five would be really funny if Fire Among Us. Because I think it would just be so funny. It would even become more people, but it'd be so funny.
We could try. We could try and get people on. I don't know if like Mum would want to play or whatever.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Because even if she didn't do the task and she literally just joined in the discussions, it would still be funny.
But who do you think it is? Mum's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. She just picks like Louise because it's Louise.
What would we do? We always sit in the same room together and just discuss it in person.
Yeah, you could do that.
Like, I would just sit with my iPad and play on that. Or give my iPad to Mum and she can sit and play on that because it's bigger.
Mm-hmm. It would be very funny.
That's good. Right, do you want to do... Are we catch up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Catch up?
Sean, go!
This week, I worked some later shifts this week. It's a bit different. We're working later shifts because you see totally different people. People haven't seen them in like 6 months.
Yeah.
But they work all the time, but I just don't see them.
Mm-hmm. Was that by choice or were you just given it?
No, I was scheduled. It's outside of my availability.
Did you not tell them that?
Yeah, he just said whatever. So I don't care. And then I just sat about, played some games, did some chilling. Poppy's last week of placement this week, so we're going to maybe go out for a meal on Friday or Saturday. I'm off this weekend because we haven't been on a date in like ages because Poppy's working 5 days a week and I've been working two days.
Your pubs are shut, eh? Yeah. You can't go.
No, we can.
Oh.
You're tier two, eh, Sean?
Tier two. Well, like, yeah. We can't go to more than one drink, though, I don't think.
No,
a single place.
You still go for a wee pint.
Yeah.
Wee pint. I mean, we got a beer advent calendar, so we've been doing that. Mm-hmm. We've only done one day of it so far. And Poppy was already drinking yesterday, so she doesn't want to drink anymore. So we've got a beer in the fridge now that's just sitting there. It's a BrewDog one. It's like we got it for £45, which is quite a lot, obviously, for a calendar. But like, we split it between us, so we're just going to go halfers and everything. And then
that's a lot for 25 beers, though.
It's a lot, but like it's something we want to do. Yeah, anyway. It's a treat as well.
If you stack them, then on the Christmas Day, you can get really, really drunk.
Presumably, Mum or Dad will have beer at the house.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Remember last year they had like Corona or whatever.
Yeah. It'd be
nice as well because we'll have like nothing. Well, hopefully, I'm not working the day after Christmas.
Well, I am.
But
true,
actually. Yeah. I'm looking forward to see like at one point because when we go home, we'll be treated technically as a single household. Us three could go to the pub.
That would be... Oh, dreams.
Also...
It'd be fun. I've been wanting to do that like since you turned 18, Louise. So.
I'm almost 19. That was like,
exactly, I know. It's 11 months ago.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. I think it'd be funny as well. Because it's something we've never done
Christmas
before.
Christmas Eve, if it's open.
I don't know if I want to go on Christmas Eve because that's when everyone goes out. Yeah. And I don't want to be like running into people. I don't want to be like running into people and then it'd be like, oh, I can't sit with you because I don't want to break the rules.
I'm also working Christmas Eve.
Not really.
Only till 6, time? But
that's fine. Then we can go to some like random.
No, if you went to the Just, everyone goes to like Spoons and that. If you went to the Just, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Probably, but at the same time, like, there's people go out on those days. I'd rather just go out on a random day.
You just go any day. I can't believe that you got Christmas Eve and Boxing Day. That's absolutely shocking.
I've worked that like every year since I started working.
Just pull the old sick card.
Pull the old Corona card. I got tested for coronavirus actually on Monday.
How was it?
It was. Have you done it before? No.
No.
It's pretty gross. Mm. So you go into this big room. When I went into the room, I was one of the first people to go in. So then the STV News were there. And then they said that the Deputy First Minister was there.
Oh my God.
Like John Swinney. And we went into the room and I was like, people, all the new camera crews were setting up and stuff, and I was like, they weren't filming yet, they were just setting up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so weird. And it was so busy as well. There's a lot of people.
In a coronavirus testing facility.
Well, we thought it was, they're all wearing masks and stuff. They're all split up, but they're all, like, in little booths and stuff, but there's a lot of people just sitting waiting for, like, people to come.
Yeah. Did you ask for an interview?
Yeah, they said, Sean, can I get an interview? I said, nah, sorry.
Two.
Mr. Swanson, can I get an interview?
You can speak to my agent and we can arrange it.
Yeah. Guys, just go on the podcast and give me a shit.
So, Sean, did you do it yourself or did someone do it for you?
No, you do it yourself. Yeah. You go into this wee booth, like a phone booth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then they give you like a wee stick. You get to blow your nose first. Mm-hmm. And then they give you a wee like swab stick. And you just, they say like, put it to the back of your throat, pass your tonsils, like, touch the back the back roof of your mouth. And then you could just poke it in there. It's actually, I was like, no, this will be fine, because I'm a big boy, it'll be fine. And I put it in my mouth, I was like, this is gross. I can't do this. Because it's in a weird spot, it wouldn't normally go like, it's up behind there. So obviously you eat your food, it goes down your throat.
Yeah.
But no, you don't like push stuff up to the top of your, towards your eyes.
No. Mm-hmm. That's it's your weird. Brain is.
It's my brain is. That's mm-hmm. where I do my thinking. I put it in there. I was like, it was gross. Aww. And then they say, don't let it touch your tongue and don't let it touch like your teeth or anything. It just goes straight into the back of your throat, so it just touches like the soft tissue.
Hmm.
And then you put the same thing straight up your nose with the spit on it and everything, straight up your nose to the back of your nose. So you just keep going up your nose until it stops, and it stops far in.
Oh,
and you can always have to like swab it out. And I was twitching at this point. I was like, the guy was watching me. There was a group of like 30 people watching me because I was like the only person in there at the time. Because I wanted to get out of the way quickly at 10 a.m. so I could come home, walk Betsy, then do my uni work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so have you That's got the... And did you get the results straight?
I got the result, yeah. I got the result like an hour later. You put it on like a little petri dish and then just tell you to go away and come back. You got a text an hour later.
Oh, that's good.
I'm negative, so it's all good.
You don't have negative. Oh my.
I don't. Oh my god. No, but I don't have it. It only means I don't have it right now. It doesn't mean like I haven't had it before.
Yeah.
Or I can't get it again. Yeah.
I know. That's a weird day that we could have had it and just never known.
Well, that's what like it's meant to be. Like people have had it for a long time. This is kind of a boring conversation. Everyone knows this already.
Yeah.
But, like the virus first emerged 18 months ago in China, and then it's like.
I've had
almost
it 8 times.
Yeah. Wow. Well done, Craig.
You should tell the media. Tell STV News that you're Sean Swanson sent you.
Exactly.
Famous. No, but it was quite, it was weird though. I didn't like it. Because obviously everyone was sitting there waiting to like have patience, not patience, but they're having to like treat people. So then everyone was just watching me because I was one of the first.
Yeah.
And I was sticking the stick on my nose and twitching. I was like.
At least you'll never see them again. Maybe.
I think some of them I actually recognise. They're just volunteers. They're shooting volunteers. But I'll never see them again anyway because I'm probably not going to go back into uni.
Yeah, one of my friends is doing the testing at my uni.
You get paid a tenner an hour, so not bad.
Yeah. The uni always pay quite well for their jobs.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I've done this week, though.
Nice. I've literally...
All my lectures are finished as well, actually. This is my last week of lectures, so I'm just like, just got exams now.
I've not been up to that much. I had another exam and then I've just been doing uni work and working at the shop and going to the gym. And that's literally about it. And we had Mum's birthday, obviously. So we got a wee Indian.
How was her birthday?
It was quite nice. I was barely with them, though. But she had a nice walk. She went a wee walk during the day, should she tell you?
No,
but I've not spoken to her since.
Yeah, and then Oh, white chocolate and raspberry. It was good.
Mm.
Not bad, like.
Yeah.
It's funny, because like, obviously I've not been home in ages for obvious reasons, but it'd be nice going home over Christmas and seeing everybody.
Yeah,
I like going in the house and smelling it for the first time, going like, and like, having a whiff of the house.
Holiday.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I
was like, when we get back and then we all sit in the living room, or when someone comes back, like I remember I was home first, and then when you came home, we all sit in the living room, it's nice.
May I just have a wee chat?
Really?
Yeah.
How's it going? Yeah, sorry.
And then eventually Mum's like, okay, well, that's enough of that. And she walks away.
Okay, I'm going to go get on. I'll let you get on with it. Let me get on with what?
Oh, Craig, since I've started going home, Mum now like feels that she needs to talk to me all the time when I'm there. So she was sitting and she went, well, what can we talk about now? And I was like, Mum, you're literally doing a Craig right now. That is Craig.
That's what I do as well.
What can we talk about?
Just start talking. Actually, we spoke about that. I did another episode of All We Do Is Chat. We do that every week. Yeah. All We Do Is Chat. There's nobody mentioned it because I do it every week. But like, we did an episode on Greek mythology last week, and then we did an episode on movies that we love to hate, or like bad movies that we love.
Yeah.
It's quite fun. It's quite good. And then I was speaking about how sometimes I'll just speak and speak and speak, and then if no one says anything, I'll just keep speaking.
Not too fair. I'm like that as well.
If I don't get any feedback, I'll just keep speaking.
Yeah, I do, because it's too awkward to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, well, someone, yeah, I was like, come and fill the conversation, please. Because most people, I'm not comfortable with silence most of the time.
No, neither.
Like, even if there's like a second of dead air on this, I'm like, I need to fill this.
Yeah. Whenever, when we do our online lectures, I always turn my camera on. I think a lot of people don't, which is fine, but...
all my lectures aren't live, so I can just...
No, it's my tutorials. My lectures aren't live, but my tutorials, so...
Yeah.
But then... She'll ask like a question, ask like one of the questions, and like if I haven't answered it, I'll just sit in the silence and I'll just start writing help, help, help in my jar. I don't know if I'll ever see it, so but it's just like so awkward. Yeah, I need to just distract myself. I just write like a word, I just start writing it over and over and over.
I thought you were going to say, like, you have the camera on until she asks a question and you turn the camera
on. Yeah, I thought you were going to say that as well.
I don't know what I do is whenever like I answer, like I speak, I mute my mic, obviously, to speak. And I always feel really awkward if you don't mute your mic straight away. Sometimes I forget to mute my mic and I just leave it unmuted.
No.
I also have to think of a reason to mute it. So, like, I quickly mute it and I grab my water bottle and just chug tons of water.
Yeah, my mouth gets so dry when I need to speak on a seminar.
Yeah.
I record...
The only time I ever have to speak is, like... I know, because I don't have any of those seminars or lectures or anything like that anymore this year. So I just have to do... The only time I ever speak to anyone is when I go into a meeting for my thesis.
Mm.
And sometimes, like, it's just the three of us, the three students join, and the lecturer's not there yet, so we're just sitting chatting about whatever. It's quite fun.
Oh.
Betsy came into frame the other day, and they were like, oh, is that your dog? I was like, yep.
My girl. But yesterday I recorded myself when I was, speaking on my thing, because I wanted to hear how I sounded after. And I sound so nervous, and I said like about 1,000 times, and I kept saying because no one in my group put their hand up to speak, and I hadn't prepared what I was going to say, so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to speak now. So then she was like, Louise Swanson. I was like, oh my god,
this is your full name, that's scary.
No, it's because there's another Louise in the class.
Oh man,
I know.
What's her name? Louise Swanston. Of course
it's
you can't.
Louise not as good in.
Louise Stinkson. That's from the Betsy School of Comedy.
Betsy.
Stinky.
What about you, Craig?
It's been a wee while, so last week I was absolutely sweating out an essay.
Mm.
Literally, I was doing it the whole week, and on that last day, Friday, when it was due, I spent...
You had 12 hours or something, you said?
Yeah, it was 10 hours. I had a 2.5 hour class, and I did it for 10 hours.
Oh my god.
It was awful, but I got it done.
Good.
That reminds me, when I was in first or second year, that's like literally every essay I would do, I would just not do it.
Yeah. But,
I would do like a little bit of it, and then on the last day, I'd just do it.
That's what I used to do, but the annoying thing this one was, I didn't leave all to the last day. I'd literally been working on it for ages, and I thought...
But it's all
too good. Oh, and it just took me... I don't know why it took me so long, because I went over tons and changed tons anyway.
There's always bits like whenever I read an essay back, I'm like, this doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Like, I've read it too much. Yeah. I'm like, does this even make any sense anymore?
I always get Isha to proofread it once I finished, because I never trust myself.
Like, yeah, you can get like programs that proofread it for you as well, I think.
Ooh, that's fair.
Or like the programs that read it out loud to you.
Need that.
So you can just listen back to it and be like, well, that doesn't sound.
Right. I always use
a robot read it back to you.
She's like really good at English, got like advanced higher English, so she always like gives me better grammar and that.
She knows. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm always like as well, like I put like punctuation, I'm like, is that even the right punctuation? Like, I know how to do punctuation.
Yeah.
I also have advanced English.
Mine's
but, like,
there.
I
always use the wrong there all the time.
I put a comma in and I'm like, should that be a semi-colon?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't
yeah,
even,
you'd
like, my brain's just like, after a while, I'm like,
probably too much. Like, I'm just adding them in where I think it looks right.
Yeah, just adding in like every word's got a semicolon.
Yeah, that looks perfect.
Looks perfect. I'm really bad for doing like big run-on sentences with commas in them.
I do big run-on sentences a lot. And a lot of times I don't do commas, I go back and add commas in because I can't break it up.
I'm trying to think of like how I would say it, but like, how I would say it isn't necessarily how like it's
it
best
should be
to write
written,
it.
Yeah.
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 Because like, I would put like a comma in a certain place. Like I put a comma here, but maybe it's not the right comma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's, I don't know. Very, very, or like I would say a word, I would say however, then comma, and then there, then do another thing, then a comma after that. But like I have two commas, like two words after each other. Yeah.
Know what you
mean.
Stressful. Anyway, sorry. What else have I been doing? My last birthday present arrived, which was nice.
What was that?
Lightsaber.
Last, it was literally a month later.
Yeah, because it's like a proper one. Made from, it's very cool, but anyway.
Made from absolute Beskar.
Made Beskar, from exactly. Stars.
Made from Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Well, I got a Domino for the first time 2 days ago.
For the first time ever?
A twofer.
No, for the first time in about a year.
No, I want one.
Did you get a twofer?
No, we had this deal with Leaflet for Christmas, or if you spend £50 or more, you get 50% off.
So, do you get a Big Pot Dip as well?
No, I didn't. Matt did, but because Matt gets a Big Pot Dip, then I just get his other wee dip. But fair. We also got limited edition chocolate orange cookies.
Well, I saw them actually. They look
very
cool.
Nice. What else have I been up to? I had
it's not really nice, but warm cookies is really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Warm cookies. See, it was good.
Milk.
Yeah.
Cookies and milk.
I worked last Thursday. No, because I was on batch for that long. I was on chicken batch, and then I worked my break, and I had a meat batch for the last 6 hours.
Wow.
5 hours. And then because...
Sometimes I wish I could do batch, because I just like...
I like doing batch. I asked to go in batch most of the time. Yeah. But because I was on meat batch for that long, I had severe cramp in my hand the next day.
You have like burns in your fingers as much as well.
I'm getting quite good at it. No, I don't really get burns, but I get severe cramp in my hands now from doing it because I arthritis hands. Nah, I don't know why, but
just because you get like you have them tense all the time.
Yeah,
you're doing things.
So that and we start playing a game of Risk. That was a couple of weeks ago. We need to get back and finish.
You're still on it.
No, we played one session for about 5 hours and then we took a break and then we not got back to it.
You still have it set up? Or you have
a picture of it? It's on. We got a picture and it's on our windowsill.
That's funny.
That's really it. We're watching The Mandalorian, we're liking that.
Oh, yeah, same.
I watched Beauty and the Beast in the weekend, live action money, show it to watch it. It was
the one with Emma Watson.
Yeah, it was alright.
It's alright.
That's all I can think. Oh, we watched the whole of Friday Night Dinner in like about 4 days.
It's good, yeah.
It's really, I've seen it before, but each and every seen it, so we just binged it.
We started rewatching it, and I was like, I just put it off because I really just remembered every single episode.
Yeah. That is good. So now we're going to finish off Brooklyn Nine-Nine and never finish the new season on Netflix.
Did you watch Peep Show? Have you seen Peep Show?
No, I know I would... I've seen bits of Peep Show, but I know...
Peep Show's so good.
It's just weird with the, like, English...
British comedy.
Yeah, British comedy. She just doesn't like watching a lot of it, but I was like, I know you like Friday Night Dinner, and she did like it.
Yeah.
I feel like Friday Night Dinner's more like The Inbetweeners, but yeah. Peep Show's kind of like... Peep Show's just like... It's just so weird and funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch BoJack Horseman? If you've ever seen that,
you should watch. She's watched BoJack Horseman. She said it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like actually
it's quite sad. Yeah. That's really. We were at Subway today.
That's cool.
I had we made spaghetti carbonara last night, but with vegan bacon, no soy.
Was it good?
It was actually nice. Yeah. No, nice.
I've got a. Yesterday, I had a KFC. I got the gravy burger.
Is it nice?
Sorry, it's gravy nays. So it's gravy and bit of mayonnaise.
I got the gravy box meal, not the burger, and that came with the gravy nays as well. It was nice.
Nice, yeah. It's just it's got a weird taste to it, but I think, I've got another pot of it in my fridge.
I think the KFC Christmas promo is way better than McDonald's. We've had this burger before in the McDonald's. Like, you think you would spice it up a wee bit? Yes, the cheese melts are top tier. They should stay, obviously.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
But the Jamaican jerk chicken burger.
Yeah, it's crap.
It's just not that great.
I think they just did the ones so they can do them easily, so they don't have to bring in anything too crazy.
Yeah, fair.
Obviously, the supply lines are a bit messed up at the moment.
But they keep on doing this thing that really annoys me as well, of just, for every promo, just add more of the stuff.
Yeah, double
double mac with four bits of meat on it. What's the point? Like,
Yeah. Anyway.
Who even likes Big Macs? Big Macs
there's not even any more cheese on it anyway. It's just four bits of meat.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think we that's the end of the catch up, but I think we should probably, I know we said we wouldn't, but I think we should probably touch on like why the episode has been a bit weird recently in terms of time wise.
Yeah.
It's just deadlines, eh? That's the
just we've been busy.
Yeah. That's the
very
life.
I know like technically actually like well as far as recording, we missed a week of recording.
Yeah.
But like in terms of like I've been quite busy as well, so I've like in terms of editing, some one time it was like there was 12 days between an episode, and then another time it was like 4 days between an episode, and then hopefully this one will come out on time.
It's just because it's that end of term, we got deadlines and that, but hopefully when we're back for Christmas, hopefully we'll do an actual first person one, that'd be pretty cool.
An in person
one, yeah. That's the dream.
And well, like, just after Christmas, like it's the 15th of January, it'll be a year.
Oh my gosh.
It's mad, eh?
That's mad.
Yeah, that is mad. What are we going to do for a year? Any plans?
I think we should do, I'll tell you off mic, because I've got a good plan.
Okay.
I think...
I don't want to spoil.
I don't know. I think if we did our first real-life one, we're all together, Jake, we could try film it. I don't know if we could do that. It would be so awkward.
Hey.
And we'll upload that as well.
Yeah. YouTube.
Put it on the YouTube.
YouTube channel.
Just make a wee vlog. Like, this is our filming setup for today.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes of Swanson chat room.
We could just...
But at the same time, we wouldn't... The mic that I have... The mic that we would use in person, like it would be a kind of weird quality.
Oh really?
Fair.
Yeah, like it would sound like it wouldn't, because it would pick up the whole room sound. It wouldn't just pick up our isolated sound.
Ew, right.
Well, if it's just us in the room, then we could all use that one mic.
Yeah, but depending on what room we're in, it would be like, because we'd probably be in the kitchen.
Oh, we could do it in the living room.
It's like full of. Yeah, but that's also full of like wood and reflective.
Yeah, we could do it in a bedroom.
Could do it in a bedroom. Could do it in a closet.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, we could.
imagine we did it in like not like you know the wee room where we put my PlayStation. We just sit on that black sofa and we have like a camera right in front of us.
That would be very flattering, I think.
Yeah, that'd be very flattering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the camera on top of the TV and it would like film around. Yeah, it'd be a good outcome.
Be a bit awkward, right, also sitting side to side. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting reading Wikipedia.
Oh yeah. Oh well.
So
next week
what we're up to,
so next week we're gonna start with, well, we're meant to start with more Christmassy things this week, but obviously we did Indiana Jones, so next week we're gonna do ease us in with a little Black Mirror episode, White Christmas.
It's a good one.
Cool.
Yeah, and we watched this one together
a long time ago.
We did like 2 years ago.
Yeah. But
it was in downstairs.
Yeah, I can't really remember it too.
I remember it being absolutely scarring.
Good. It's good. Okay. Loads of cool concepts. Yeah.
Nice.
Very dark.
This has been a fun episode as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice being back. I've done it. Yeah.
It's because it makes the heart go fonder, eh?
Exactly. Yeah. It's getting me hyped for
good
Christmas
questions as well.
Yeah.
So... Hanging out with the fam.
It's only 2 weeks away, you know. Not me back.
My gosh, don't. I've not even got presents.
Yeah, I've not. Yeah.
Oh.
I've not really got any. I've got a list of people into my presents for. I've actually got one person. Oh. I've actually got one present for one person.
That's
so not even everything. I'm still not really sure I got the list.
Yeah, I know. That's more than me.
I'll probably wait until SAS and then I'll.
When SAS?
Seventh.
That's not too bad.
Days from now. Yeah. Well, you don't have to pull the curtain away too much, but like recording it on the second.
Yeah, and it's like it's just all, I hate it, buying presents online though, because. Obviously, I'm not going to be here, so also sketchy that like there might be a mix-up and it won't get delivered. It's just delivered to the wrong place, and then
you should just get it delivered to the mum and dad's
house. Yeah, tell them to put them downstairs.
Yeah, they won't open them.
I like buying stuff in person as well. I don't know why it's like that.
Yeah, same.
Right, is that going to do it for this week, guys?
We'll call it there.
Go over to Instagram, Swanson_chatroom.
Get involved.
Get the polls on the go. Get a wee follow. Yeah.
I'll ask it for a while, I'll ask it again. Send in a question, send a comment. You know, just go for it, guys.
I'll say it before and I'll say it again.
We've not heard from our followers in a while.
That's not true. We got one from Azkaban just today.
Yeah, I mean, you did hear from Sirius Black, but apart from him.
from Papua New Guinea as well.
Sirius Black and Papua New Guinea.
Just go on to Apple Podcasts and rate 5 stars as well.
Okay, thank you.
go follow Baby Betsy Boop on Instagram.
Yay.
Tag, tag like people that you'd like to get on. Obviously, no small time people. So
no small fries. Yeah, exactly.
We're not wanting like your Brad Pitt's people like that. We're better than that.
Yeah, we're small time guys. Another podcast. I'll be doing this chat. Good time.
Pick up.
Well.
Go check it out.
Go check it out. Probably like episode 35, I think, just came out.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. Exciting.
What episode are we on?
The part of the 45. This is 45.
Get up to 50.
Hey, well, 52 will be a year.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god!
It feels crazy because it doesn't feel like we've been working that. Like we just, it feels like it just comes week by week.
It's also
like
annoying
like a big task.
Because that actual one might be delayed recording because I have an exam. My exam week's the second week of January.
Examination, but we could record it over the Christmas period and release it later.
Yeah,
we record it on my birthday. Jokes, we can't because Craig's going home.
I don't
Sean,
know
you'll
yet.
Be home by then too.
Yeah,
I don't know yet. I might hang around Louise because I thought my exam was the first week of I'm going back, but I actually got a week to study. So I could do your birthday and leave straight after.
You can do my birthday.
Oh my god.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, wait. He's got it booked in.
Yes, I could.
Right, that'll do it for this week, guys. Thank you very much for coming. Bye. See you later.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.